welcome to Blue Jays Today, where you boys always have something to say about the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm your host, Nicholas Blaylock.
And I'm your host, Adam Peddle. And today, guys, it's been revealed the exact starting rotation of the Toronto Blue Jays and which games they'll play in this opening week of baseball. And as well, Bleacher Report coming out with some big predictions about our Toronto Blue Jays manager and more. Before we get into it, guys, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to this YouTube channel. All right, first things first, this excited me, man. I love to see how exactly is this first week going to play out with our pitchers and the matchups, and we got it right here. John Schneider lets everyone know who will be following the opening day starter, Alek Manoah, and it's really to no surprise, there couldn't be any more perfect, really, on paper. It will go Kevin Gausman, Bassett, Berríos, and then Kikuchi, games 2-5. This is great to see. I mean, what is your thought initially on this? I've got a couple comments, but I want to hear your thoughts first.
I think that this is the right way to go. I think that this is probably how I would have listed it out and how a lot of people have pictured this. And I think that it's kind of a testament to the commitments that we made to each player and how they have so far delivered on those commitments, right? It is definitely an interesting fall from grace to see Berríos go from opening day starter to number four, but that's just, you know, kind of a comment on, hey, buddy, like, we need to see a little bit more from you. We want you to be higher in this rotation, but for now, we're going to pump you down there. And Chris Bassett, we just paid you a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You're our guy. Like, you're our three. You're the three guy on the Mets. Right. You're going to slot in right over here. I like this a lot. I think that this is absolutely the way that we should do it. It makes me worried for our second series.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say, man, because it feels like, and you don't really, you see it sometimes, but I don't really like it personally when they stack up that front of the rotation, because then, you know, we have the question marks of Berríos and Kikuchi. Yeah, Kikuchi's having an incredible spring. We've talked about it, but still, when regular season comes around, you have the full lineups, get everyone trying their hardest, things might be a little bit different. So if we take a look at the schedule here, you don't see it right here, but Alek Manoah will be pitching on this Thursday. Mm. And then you got Kevin Gausman Saturday, and then you got Bassett Sunday. That makes sense. You want to roll out a good squad against the Cardinals. So if you're thinking that way, I get that. Mm-hmm. And then the Royals, obviously not as good as those Cardinals. So then you go Berríos, Kikuchi, and then you start it back over again.
Yeah.
But if you run into a scenario where maybe you have the Tampa Bay Rays or the Yankees or Houston Astros, and I'm rolling out Berríos and Kikuchi, well, that's just going to suck. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they might, maybe down the line, I'm doing a little prediction, use one of these off days, like right here or here, if they see, oh, we got some big series coming up right down here in the end of April, where they maybe give someone a rest day so they get the preferred matchups, maybe throw in a Kikuchi or Berríos in between the big three.
Totally. All dependent, of course, on how they're doing, right? If Berríos and Kikuchi are absolutely, like, you know, elite off the top, then no need to do that at all. Keep it the way it is. Hail, maybe even move them up, you know, depending on how everybody else is doing.
Right.
I think it really is, like, there's two trains of thought here, right? Do you want to bunch all your good guys together and hopefully go on a run and build momentum for your whole team?
Right.
You know, if you stack three W's together, maybe everybody's feeling great and, like, maybe the bats get hot and everybody's feeling good about baseball. Or do you want to kind of, like, almost lengthen the rotation out like they do with the lineup sometimes, and then have it kind of the way that you're describing it, where it's like, well, you know, we got an elite guy here, then, you know, Berríos is there, and then another elite guy.
Yeah. See, I like it the way it's to start the season, because you do have, like, a potential
elite
World Series
competition.
Yeah, like, St. Louis Cardinals are pretty much us are neck and neck in the overall MLB rankings.
Yeah.
So I get that decision a lot. Like, I understand it. But then later on, maybe you might have to do some switching, but it's really not a big deal right now. And again, like I said, hey, Kikuchi with that beard, with that swagger.
Yeah.
You never know. Maybe he bounces back, folks.
Also, speaking of the St. Louis Cardinals, I know that we're going to be doing a whole pre-show. We're going to be doing everything. So definitely stay tuned for that. But just a little bit of insight there. I was taking a look. Miles Mikolas is their opening day starter. I know we were debating kind of back and forth. Is it going to be Adam Wainwright? Is it going to be Flaherty? It is going to be Mikolas to start.
Flaherty would have started. Wainwright would have started, but he's hurt right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could be, again, injuries are, we don't wish upon them, but when they happen and we're facing them, we're going
to
take them.
Yeah, and we're actually going to get to that a little bit later with the New York Yankees. So stay tuned for that, guys. Moving on over to the big prediction that Bleacher Report has made about your Toronto Blue Jays. It's not got to do with the player. It's not got to do with a big trade or anything like that. It's actually got to do with our manager, the head, the brain of this entire operation, John Schneider, winning manager of the year. And this this is a guy that I feel as if we don't really talk about it enough. Yeah. You know, we talk all about the offseason moves and everything like that. But when Schneider came in last year, there was an absolute just massive shift in our record.
Yeah.
We were pretty mid with Charlie Montoyo there. When he came in, we were a hell of a lot better than mid. And, mm-hmm. and you saw that reflective in the stat sheet. What do you think about this prediction right here? And what do you think about John Schneider might make it work for the Blue Jays?
Well, to comment on your whole prediction thing earlier, I mean, he was on pace for 100 Ws.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously he changed the whole momentum. But for John Schneider, I actually like this prediction a lot. If you think about the story that we're telling right here, Blue Jays, we've been very good for the last two seasons, two 90-win seasons, and then we just come up short. And then we had the big push last year when Sean Schneider became manager. You think about the Phillies manager too doing the same thing. But if this year we see that next level, not pun not intended on right. Blue Jays, if we see that actual next level, and it's because John Schneider's the full-term manager, mm-hmm. there's going to be a lot of people pointing towards him being the change and him being that boost
yep.
towards the Toronto Blue Jays' success. You could point towards Bass. You could point towards the trades, the bullpen acquisitions. But in the end of the day, I mean, a lot of credit does go with how the game is played. And John Schneider, we're going to talk about comments a little bit later, what he said. Mm-hmm. But he said a lot of good things on how he likes to operate as a team because he has to feed a mindset down towards the entire team.
It all starts at the top.
Exactly.
It all starts at the top. And you can go out, you can make the trades, you can pay the money for the big guys, but if you don't have the right captain manning the ship, it doesn't matter. It's all gonna fall apart. And I definitely do not want to bash Charlie Montoyo at all because no. I'll be honest, I was a little bit of a supporter. I liked the guy. I thought he was a great individual, but maybe not the individual that the Toronto Blue Jays needed right now.
Right,
you know,
right.
maybe for another team he's great, but the direction that this squad is going in with their offseason moves, with everything that's been said, with the players, how they've been handling their own offseasons, and with what John Schneider's saying, it is a direction of seriousness. And that mm-hmm. really leads ourselves to talk about what he just recently came out and said, basically saying it's like, I'm here to hold these guys accountable. Mm-hmm. There is a fine line between having fun and being silly.
Right.
And I swear, this is something that we've been talking about this offseason. We're bringing mm-hmm. in the veterans. All of the comments, not only from Schneider, but basically saying, we're going to crack the whip this season and like absolutely like grind to get this thing done. You know,
right.
there is no more messing about. He even talks in this article about the subtractions that we made. Teoscar Hernandez and Lourdes Gurriel Jr. Do you think that John Schneider and the seriousness that he is bringing to the table and maybe the lack of silliness that Charlie Montoyo is mm-hmm. bringing to the
right,
table
right.
is going to make the big difference here?
I think so. I mean, when I look at last year, right, and you obviously, yeah, you could really point to the dugout. You know, you could really see a lot of silliness in the dugout. But what
we tied Vladdy to a fucking chair.
I know. I know. But, I'm gonna put that aside. But we were silly in the dugout, but you might have seen just a not focused attitude translate into the field because what you saw on the field, I remember a ton of base running mistakes, running into outs, things that were not necessary, trying to make the moment a lot bigger than it needed to be, mm-hmm. rather than just trusting your talent. And I think that's what John Schneider is going to bring. And right. he says it in this article too. He makes some sort of form of what I'm trying to say. He mentions like, look, you're talented. You're doing a little bit too much. Look, if we just get on base, don't try and stretch a double into a triple. Don't stretch a single into a double. Make the routine play to first on defense, right? And stop chasing home runs and trying to make a moment happen. Mm-hmm. You're too talented and your whole team is talented that you're going to get the job done regardless.
Right, and I think that also it speaks to the fact that we are bringing in veterans, right? You get these young guys. Credit where credit is due to what they've done for this team. You know, Espinal, Guerrero, Bichette, and you name it, right? But they haven't been in the league for over a decade. Brandon Belt knows what a double yep. is and knows what a triple is. He knows when to stretch and when not to
exactly.
stretch.
Exactly. He knows when it, like, the look, we just need base runners. We don't need to get fancy.
Exactly.
Just get on.
Exactly.
Don't do anything
like,
stupid.
The moment is, he will know how to operate mm-hmm. this moment. And I think that John Schneider, from the way that he is speaking, this is the next level.
This is the next
kind
level.
Kind of pun intended a little bit,
And everyone's kind of upset that we kept the whole next level thing. I'm like, you know what? This kind of makes sense. We failed last year.
Yeah.
I mean, we lit up a little level. We made the playoffs. But we, you know, in a sense.
Yeah.
But now the next level is let's win a series.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's what that means.
And just the entire mindset has shifted completely. So big prediction there from Bleacher Report, but honestly not coming out of left field. I see a lot of validity to
it. If we do make playoffs and we win a series, I do think he's like right there. For the
and if we are pushing 100 wins, he's knock on 100%, wood.
100%. He will win.
Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely, guys. Moving on to our biggest competition, the New York freaking Yankees. This is a good team. It is the team that a lot of people, a lot of analysts have predicted to win the AL East, rightfully so. They're pretty damn good at baseball, and their biggest strength by far is that starting rotation. When it is fully healthy, when they are clicking, it's better than us.
It's best in baseball. We determined it.
It is literally the best in baseball. Kind of good news, and we never want to wish injuries on anybody. I'd want to put that out there and say speedy recoveries to everybody in there. But kind of good news for the Blue Jays that it's not fully healthy right now. And they are starting the season behind the eight ball.
Yeah, there's a couple guys that are not, actually quite more than a couple guys that are not with the starting rotation to start the season. Like Nick's saying, Luis Severino is recent victim to the injury bug. It's going to be, I believe, a lat strain. And it's going to take about even 5 to 10 days before he even starts throwing again. And then even then, you got to imagine they're going to ramp him up to speed, you know, another 2 weeks. So it could be looking like close to a month without seeing Luis Severino, and he's no stranger to that IL.
I feel so bad for Luis Severino, because it really is. He's one of those guys where every time he's on the mound, it's incredible, it's dominance. You know he's got it figured out, but the dude just cannot catch a break. Clearly, like something needs to be done about his conditioning, or maybe he's just getting freaking unlucky.
I don't know.
Either way, this is a quality arm for the New York Yankees that is starting on the IL, and that will not be up to game speed for probably at least 2, 3, maybe even 4 weeks, depending on how his recovery goes. And he's not the only one.
I agree. Yeah, and not the only one. Carlos Rodon, we know this for some time. He is going to be, no, go away, Verbo. He's going to be starting on the IL as well, but he might be back sooner rather than later. He just threw a bullpen session, 30 pitches, and he's looking good. He's feeling good. So you got to imagine 30 pitches, what? That's going to take another week or two before he gets ramped up.
Probably.
And but he'll be back with the rotation because they need this guy. This is what changed their rotation, this man. Their rotation was already, in my mind, better than us without Carlos Rodon. Like, very close.
And then add and Cy Young, you know, contender, you know?
Right? Like, the number one pitcher, arguably, other than DeGrom, off the market. So, it is a big blow. And they gotta like, really test their depth in the early goings. Because you got Johnny Brito, who actually dominated us in spring training. He looked really good. Brito, and then you had Clark Schmidt as well. He's going to be coming up with the team and starting game two for the Yankees. So in this early window, Nick, do you think the Blue Jays, we got to capitalize on a somewhat easier first couple weeks,
bro,
so that we can get ahead?
Look at our schedule again. Look at that schedule in the first month, right? These are winnable series. Like, St. Louis is tough, but KC, Angels, Detroit, Tampa. We can beat Tampa,
and
we are going to get the Yankees, too. If they're still injured, maybe we have the advantage there, right? This is absolutely a month for the Blue Jays to pick up a lot of W's. And if the Yankees are dealing with getting their guys back, it is really hard to start a season without your full team with you when you are starting, right? So I'm not saying that they're going to start out completely slow, but there's definitely the possibility, and this would be a great opportunity for the Blue Jays to capitalize when we are fully healthy and they are not.
I think for sure in the first couple weeks, because it does get really hard. You got the number one team in baseball. You got the White Sox, who could be bounce back. Mariners smacked us a little bit, but I hear what you're saying. Now, is it important for the Blue Jays to jump out to an early lead, or because like you see a lot of teams all the time jump out to an early lead and then fall apart. But do you think this maybe gives us a little bit of confidence?
I mean, I think it's always a great idea to jump out to an early lead. I'm never going to say, oh, like, don't do that, right? Of course. Right. Like, literally win all the fucking games, man. Win every single one. We need to come out swinging. And you're seeing guys like Bo Bichette look really good in spring training. Vladdy Guerrero looking good in spring training. There's a lot of guys on this team that look hot right now. Yusei Kikuchi, if he can carry that over a little bit.
We gotta have Kikuchi be good.
There's going to be a month in baseball where the Toronto Blue Jays are cold, nothing's working, the pitchers are getting hit. It just happens. This is MLB. If we're up by 20 games from 500 when that happens, I'm not that
exactly.
worried. I'm not that worried.
I prefer to get a nice early lead, and especially down the stretch. Like, I'll even pull it up right here. Down the stretch, we've got the New York Yankees in the final month of September. I personally, I don't know about you guys, I want to be ahead of them so that when I'm going into that final, like, series right here, like, we face them in the second or third last week. We face them in the fourth last week. Of the month of September. And yeah, I want to make sure that if we do lose that series, it's not life or death.
Totally agree. You know? I don't want that to matter. I don't really want that to matter. No. So as exciting as that would be, I have no interest in that.
You know it's going to matter, though.
Probably.
You know it's going to matter. Probably, I hate it.
Man, that is just the way that these things go.
Yeah.
Guys, let us know what you think about all of this Toronto Blue Jays news in the comments down below. If you haven't already subscribed, then you need to do so because we are literally going to be pumping the content machine this week.
Mm-hmm.
Lives on Thursday, lives on Friday, Saturdays. Like, we are going to be going crazy, covering literally everything Toronto Blue Jays and MLB. So this is the place where you want
to
be.
Guys, and $3 a month to become a Patreon member. Shout out and thank you to all of our current Patreon members. You guys are absolutely awesome. And shout out to all of our YouTube members as well. You're also awesome. Thank you guys so much for supporting the boys.
And thank you so much for watching.
And go Jays, go!